Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we are on site at the Utah San Rafael Energy Lab, where we're talking to Jaron Wallace, lab director, and it's been a pretty exciting year for the San Rafael Energy Research Lab. Jaron, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming out. Always happy to chat and share what's going on with the public.
You know, you and I were talking a little bit before we started the interview. It's been an exciting year here at the research lab. I mean, last year you came, you had a lot of good projects going on, but a lot of empty space, about 100 acres available for companies to come in. And this year, companies came in spades. You have lots of exciting projects. And I think one the public is pretty well acquainted with now is that of Valor Atomics looking to build some test reactors here at the lab.
Yeah, so Valor Atomics came sort of out of the blue, it felt, this last year. And since then, we've negotiated the contract with them. They've held a groundbreaking ceremony here and are now underway in building both their test reactor and their fuel fabrication facility here. So great to see the progress that they've been making.
Now, like you said, it kind of came out of the blue. I was sitting at my desk when that announcement first came through, and I was shocked. What was the feeling here when it got announced that Valor was looking to build some test reactors here in Emery County?
So myself being having a nuclear background, it's always been a dream of mine to have a test reactor or multiple here. So as we were talking with Valor and we pitched the idea of this being a site for their United States test reactor, they started to fall in love with the idea. They came out, visited the site, and said this was nothing short of perfect. And before we moved forward, we had a couple town halls with the community, got a lot of support from the community, and so they decided to move forward and haven't pumped the brakes at all since.
You know, I'm a bit of a pessimist when it comes to things like that. You know, I always expect public hearings to go terribly. I always expect the worst. But what really shocked me was how supportive the public was about this nuclear project here. Everyone was really engaged because, you know, normally here you're going to get the stereotype of trying to take away our coal because that's what we're built on here. That's our heritage. That's our history. But they made it very clear, and you guys did an excellent job of illustrating these are things that can work hand in hand. It's not necessarily going to serve as a replacement.
Right, absolutely. And especially with Valor Atomics, they're looking at taking coal, flue gas, and making synthetic fuels with their reactor. And so as part of their business model, they need coal power to survive. And that's what we want to do with the area. We see a growing need for energy in our world. And so it's not a question of replacement, it's a question of addition.
Yeah, with Operation Gigawatt going on, handed down from the governor's office, energy feels like it's really taken the spotlight over the past 2 years, and rightfully so. We're in an age where things are requiring more and more energy, especially as we get further and further into the age of AI, the need for data centers and energy there. Reactors like these are going to play pretty critical roles in what we're trying to do. And in addition to Valor, you've also had a few other companies come by and start projects here at the lab. Is that correct?
So one of the other big nuclear companies we have is Natura Resources. And they're a molten salt reactor company building a test reactor in Texas at Abilene Christian University. They're well on their way with their test reactor, but wanted a location that was set up with equipment and staff to do their qualification of their fuel and of their molten salt, which is what this lab was originally built for. All the equipment that was purchased was to do molten salt testing and work. And so happy to put this great lab to use with Natura.
You know, it's always nice seeing its original intent also shine through as well. That molten salt was a big focal point of what you guys were working on here just a year ago even. I remember taking the tour here. It's incredible what you guys are doing. So I'm excited to see that research expanding further and further. Now, in addition to the energy-based projects, the molten salt-based projects, you guys are doing some things, fun things with CO2, namely supercritical CO2. Yeah, just in layman's terms, can you kind of describe what that is?
Yeah, so your typical power generation, say at these coal plants, you burn the coal, that makes heat. You're going to use that heat to boil water, which turns into steam, and that drives your turbine. Unfortunately, in your turbine, you need everything to be 100% steam. And when you cycle back to your heat exchanger, you need everything to be 100% water. And so to get steam back to water, you have to take a lot of energy to cool it down. So that process is not very efficient. One way that we can get around that is using another fluid. So we can use carbon dioxide, heat it to high temperatures and push it to high pressures. And the way that carbon dioxide behaves at that point. It acts like a liquid and like a gas, and so we can actually heat it and use it to drive our turbines. So we save a lot of energy, and we can see quite a bit of efficiency increase from that, and we're helping test that at scale rather than just looking at it on paper, so that potentially one day this can go into future coal plants or nuclear plants or other plants.
You know, that's one of the major advantages you have here with the power plant, either about 10 minutes either direction from you. Last time you took me through, you had lots of old power plant equipment set up. And I think that serves as a perfect test ground for things like that, because you're not going to find much better application for it than by using it to help power the next generation of power plant technology.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves in being able to do that pilot scale testing. A lot of research at universities is heavily focused on the science and the design, working in a laboratory setting at small scales, proving that these ideas can work. And we're a location that these universities, these companies can now come together and test this at a scale before building a massive power plant, so that they know if it's going to work or not.
Now, one piece of electric technology that we've been seeing really take a hold here in Carbon and Emery counties is, of course, solar fields. We see a lot of solar farms popping up left and right, but you guys are working on some projects to help improve that technology. It's always an exciting time to see all this technology really coming to a lot of advancement here in Emery County. It's very unassuming here. People drive by, they don't expect us to be kind of the hub of energy development and generation pretty much for the Western United States.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Like I had said before, it's never a question of what energy technology is the best. It's not coal is better and that's the only thing we should do. We need to focus on all energy types, all energy sources. Every energy type has downfalls and upsides, and the best path forward is to solve as many problems in as many industries as we can, drive the cost of solar down, be able to make more energy per square foot, make nuclear cheaper, make coal more efficient. These are all the goals of trying to make all energy types better.
You know, it's that all of the above approach that really makes Operation Gigawatt stand out in my mind. Is, you know, lots of people want to see only coal. Other people want to see more green renewable sources. This combines all of them, accounting for those downfalls and upsides, and really takes a very smart approach to energy development. So I guess the big question, or at the end of the year, heading into 2026, what comes next for the Energy Research Lab?
Yeah, so I think continuation of usage of our land, is especially in the nuclear realm. Once we start getting some of these licenses, it's easier to operate with nuclear companies because we're set up in that way. We're set up with the security. We're set up with the site licenses. But also not forgetting the other energy sources. We're having a huge push to try to diversify, look at these energy technologies, geothermal, wind, and some of these others that we haven't done testing in yet, and be able to explore those and continue to broaden our horizons.
Now, as you look at it from your position as director, what are you most personally excited about with the lab, whether it happened this year or it's coming up in the future? What excites you most about working here?
I think just the development that we've seen, the headlines that we've made with both Valor Atomics and Natura Resources, and seeing that how much 1 year of growth can bring. And I think it's that unknown that's exciting. I don't know who the next customer is going to be or what technology they're going to bring to the table, but I know it's going to be exciting.
Now, Jaren, I'm sure you're going to keep making those headlines. Always a pleasure catching up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Again, our guest, Jaren Wallace, and we're talking about the Utah San Rafael Energy Lab, what's been happening this year and what lies ahead in a very exciting 2026. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.